Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, business confidence is often called the cheapest stimulus for an economy. In South Africa, this sentiment is showing signs of recovery. And all of this is reflected in the new RMB BER Business Confidence Index. That's Bureau for Economic Research, by the way. But here's my question. How sustainable is this growth? What is it going to take to translate these positive indicators into more tangible economic benefits? What am I talking about? Higher investment and more job creation. Well, joining me tonight to look at those questions and others is Isaiah Mhlanga, who's Chief Economist and Head of Research at Rand Merchant Bank. Isaiah, good evening to you and welcome. So the confidence index rising steadily, tick, that's good news, but it is still below the critical 50-point mark. What does that tell us about the fragility of South Africa's economic recovery?
Good evening to you and the listeners. I think there are a couple of things that we can take out of this release that are quite important just to, you know, contextualize the trends that we are seeing in business confidence. The first one is at 45%, it's nearly half of the respondents are satisfied with prevailing business confidence. Second is the fact that it's the third consecutive increase in business confidence that we have seen this year. And if you look relative to the low that we saw, which is at that point, we are now nearly 20 points higher than the low that we saw in the second quarter of 2023 of 27 points, which means we continue to see an improvement. And then if you look at some of the drivers, you can see that it has been boosted by both activity and business conditions. And then if you look at the subsectors, you can see that three of the five subsectors are now above 50%, and that is wholesale traders at 60%, that is retailers at 54%, and building contractors at 51%. We only have two, that is the last one, which is manufacturing and vehicle sales, that remain below 50%, manufacturing at 36%, and new vehicle dealers having declined by 4 points to 23% is the underperformer. Mm. Given that interest rates remain, quite high. We haven't seen, a significant decline in interest rates so far. But with the expectations that are coming, we should expect an improvement in that.
How significant is that divergence? And what does it signal then about broader economic resilience?
Look, different sectors respond to the macroeconomic conditions with different time frames or different lags. So if you think about the vehicle dealers, for instance, this is where, consumers typically, purchase vehicles on credit. So interest rate cycle matters a lot more. If you look at wholesalers and retailers that are facing consumers, inflation matters a lot more. And what we have seen is the decline in inflation first. So that means wholesalers and retailers tend to respond quicker. And then once you start to see a larger decline in interest rates, those sectors that are dependent on interest rates follow, which is where you see the motor vehicle dealers lagging behind wholesalers and retailers.
But given that we might see a 25 basis point cut tomorrow, that might improve things in the sectors which are wholly dependent on movement in interest rates.
Indeed, which is also our view that we expect a 25 basis points reduction to tomorrow, but also even in January, in March, and in May. So which means from where we are, a cumulative 100 basis points reductions. But we still have a risk that the SARB might decide to bring forward the January rate cut expectation into November such that we might get a 50 basis point reduction tomorrow, which is a risk view. That would provide a boost to vehicle dealers' confidence. But if you just look at all of the surveyed respondents, their assessment of expected business conditions in the first quarter of next year, they're actually upbeat, which means they expect a continued improvement, in part on the back of the two-pot system cash withdrawals that should continue to boost the consumer alongside the expected interest rate reductions.
Well, those interest rate reduction trajectories look very good. You're sounding a lot like Father Christmas tonight, Isaiah. You've spoken in the survey about reforms which are needed to improve confidence. What specific reforms then would have the greatest impact, and where do we need to keep focusing on?
Look, I think we have to really, really simplify this reform issue. It's not really that complicated. It's things that we experience, that businesses experience on a day-to-day basis. Respondents do point out logistics, and that is roads, that is our port infrastructure, which are not as efficient as they should, which impose a tax or an increasing cost on businesses. They also speak about the water sector. I'm sure you might have had, your water being restricted in terms of the flow over the past couple of weeks. It is one of the issues that Gauteng in particular is experiencing, but it's much more broader across many of the water boards and the water institutions in the country, and that disrupts businesses. And then you can think about safety and security. I'm sure in your own neighborhood, there is private security that is patrolling, not necessarily the government-provided police. And that just means in the broader country as a whole, there is a sense that it's not as safe as it is expected. And therefore, sectors such as tourism do not perform as well because of this lack or perceived, or even if it's real, lack of safety and security. So we don't get enough tourists coming into the country because of issues like that. And then we have the typical thing that we have had, particularly in KZN in the Eastern Cape, the construction mafias, where if you read the papers today, about 64 billion rand worth of investments have been disrupted over the last couple of years because of construction mafias. All of those things combined, if they were to be solved, they could improve business confidence, which then gives impetus for more fixed investments that can grow the economy and create jobs that are definitely required to reduce the levels of unemployment that we have.
In many respects, South Africa's manufacturing sector, Isaiah, has been on the decline for some time. But the report also says that investment in that sector is on the mend. I guess the question is, how do we sustain that momentum given some of the risks that you've outlined?
The manufacturing sector is quite critical for the economy and for jobs. And if you look across the value chain beyond itself, looking at sectors which depend on it or sectors that feed into the manufacturing sector, it contributes quite significantly. For us to continue to see improvement in the manufacturing sector, we have to have sustainable energy. So what we have seen so far with Eskom's ability to provide uninterrupted electricity is a good thing. We just need to maintain that, and we will continue to see confidence recover. Some of the issues that would also impact the manufacturing sector would be global factors that we don't have much control on. If the global environment sees lower demand, we have Trump coming, his policies signal that we are likely to see more taxes on imports into the US that are going to impact economies such as China, Mexico. And if that results in a lower global trade volumes, that will also impact South Africa, given that we're a small open economy that depends on the performance of the global economy. So that will spill over into the manufacturing sector. But that aside, we need to solve the issues that we can deal with locally, which is energy, logistics, water sector, safety and security.
Well, like the proverbial curate's egg, that report is good in parts. And my thanks tonight to Isaiah Mplanga, who's chief economist, head of research at Rand Merchant Bank, in conversation about the RMB Bureau for Economic Research Business Confidence Index. Isaiah, thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.